Jamil on the beat. What is going on? Welcome to the podcast. Greetings and salutations. The Correctly Mistaken Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Wes Osei. Please, please, please remember to rate. I'm sorry, subscribe, rate, review. I always get that mixed up. Rate, review, subscribe, comment. Really do appreciate it if you do. Also recording live on Facebook as I record this podcast. So, today is Thursday, January the 21st, 2021 in the year of our Lord. And a new day is here. Now, we have new days every day when you wake up. You're blessed to see a new day. But a new day is here in terms of our country, in terms of turning the page. Even though I always say the page is turned, but we still have issues that are going to be coming from these past 4 years going forward. And we got to work to get those eradicated as well. But we do have a new president. Congratulations to President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris on their inaugurations. Now it's time to get to work. And let me let you know this too. Yes, for these past 4 years, you know, Donald Trump has made it very easy to have content to discuss, to break down. But let you know this, on this podcast as well, on this culture, society, political podcast that we do here, please let it be known, or I'm going to let you guys know, if Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not doing the things that they have to do, or have a disagreement, or have a situation, or whatever the case may be, I have no problem at all ripping them in terms of criticizing and discussing and seeing why something that they said they're going to do, they're not doing, or what's going on with the situation where maybe there's not an agreement, or I might think that they could do something better. This isn't about just bashing Donald Trump. He's gone. He's gone. But this is about holding people accountable, even the new people who are in the White House who have made a lot of promises. Now, I do understand they have a lot of situations that they have to deal with, that they got to confront in the COVID pandemic and the unemployment. Well, the biggest thing is the COVID pandemic. That's the biggest thing they got to hit. They're trying to figure out how to get this under wraps and get this under control. But please believe, let it be known that we will, here on Correctly Mistaken, give it to anybody who needs to get it. Don't, you know, I want people to understand and realize that this isn't about, you know, bashing Donald Trump. This is about what's right for the people and speaking truth to power in this podcast, no matter who the hell is in the front, is in the office, or sorry, who the hell is at the White House in the Oval Office. It don't matter to me. Doesn't matter. But that being said, let this be known now. Because now it's funny. I was thinking in my mind what was going to be the new angle for the right wing, for Fox News. And how they were going to spin this, because they had to. Because first of all, they made themselves a complete and total embarrassment. An embarrassment over the past 4 years of the coddling and the, what's up Vernon, what's up Gloria, how you guys doing? On the coddling or the pandering that they've done towards this president and toward, you know, the Republican Party. And we can't let them forget anything. We can't let them forget Fox News these past 4 years, the right-wing media. We can't let them forget, because now it's funny. Because now the criticism is this. They're criticizing Joe Biden because they're saying, well, he was all about unity, and he's talking about unity. But he did all these executive orders on the first day that overturned Trump's policies, but he's talking about and spewing unity. But the first thing he does when he gets to office, he does all these actions to overturn Trump policies. Then I said, oh, that's interesting. Because that's the same thing Donald Trump did when he came into office. Because why? Because they won. No big secret, no magic sauce, no mystery juice. They won the election. They became president. And when you win an election and you become president, you have a right to executive orders. Now, hopefully those executive orders are helping the American people figure out ways to make their lives easier, but they have a right to do so. And now they're trying to sit out here and spew, well, he's talking unity, but he's overturning policies. Okay, that's what, by executive orders, but that's what Trump did. And you said nothing. You said nothing. The same. I'm trying to swear so early in the morning. I'm trying not to swear. Because it's early. I think you shouldn't start swearing until after 11 o'clock. So I'm not trying to swear. But you did the same thing. Then they want to say, well, what are you talking about unity? Because you're going through this impeachment trial that's going to even divide us even more. No. No. There needs to be accountability. And they're trying to say that the impeachment trial right now is showing that Joe Biden is not about unity. And they're calling for him to call off the impeachment trial. For a president who incited a mob to go attack the U.S. Capitol. What's up, Cookie? He incited a mob to attack the U.S. Capitol who were looking to kill Mike Pence, kill Nancy Pelosi. But they're saying that the impeachment trial or the pending impeachment trial is going to be cause for division in the country. So what, we have to forget about these past 4 years and there be no accountability? See, that's what we do. Excuse me. That's what the Republican Party wants you to do. That's what they want to say. Let's move forward. Let's be up and onward. Let's go forward in unity. But you're not showing unity by doing all these executive orders and by doing the impeachment. That's not showing unity. What? Well, first of all, when you're the president and you win the election, you have your right to executive order. Just like I said, hopefully them executive orders are helping the American people. You have a right to it. And impeaching Trump is about accountability. It's about holding him accountable for his actions. He incited a mob, a deadly, vicious mob, to storm the Capitol that led to the deaths of 5 people, including 2 Capitol police officers. No, one. One committed suicide. But one Capitol police officer that they beat to death. And they say, well, no, this impeachment trial is just bringing in more division. Well, how about this, Kevin McCarthy, minority Republican leader who said those comments in that way? How about you, once after the attack on the mob or the attack on the Capitol occurred, you went hours later and still objected to the results of a fair and free election? Isn't that division? You still objected to results of an election that was fair and free, but have the nerve to say that Joe Biden isn't showing unity because he wants to impeach the former president. Or I'm sorry, he doesn't call off the impeachment, because President Biden does not impeach anybody. It's the Senate and it's the House. They do the impeaching, but they want him to call it off. Because you're talking about unity, and this isn't unity. No, 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 no. See, the Republican Party is so in the dumps. They attached themselves to a toxic individual that literally took down their entire party down the toilet. He literally took the Republican Party, flushed it down the damn toilet, and now they're trying to figure out ways to spin this to make it look like Joe Biden is at fault. Really? Really? Donald Trump came and did executive order after executive order. We didn't hear anything from the right. And now Joe Biden comes in and does these executive orders because he won the election, which he has a right to do, and now he's not showing unity. But unity, when Joe Biden is saying unity, it does not mean that he doesn't have the right to push his agenda, the agenda that he ran on, the agenda that he won the election for the American people. That's not what he's talking about when he talks about unity. And see, what the Republicans are trying to do, they're trying to use that talk of unity and that talk of, oh, we have to unify, be together, meaning that your agenda is going to cause division. What? No. No, it don't work that way. It does not work that way. And that's what they're trying to use it. That's the spin that they're trying to do now. Because they're sitting back trying to figure out how can we get any type of, how can we save face? How can we get back on the other side of things? Can we allow this man to take our party and flush it down the damn toilet? So what do we do? How can we spin this on his head? Well, let's attack Joe Biden talking about unity. He's saying unity, 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 but he's doing all these divisive things. He's not doing anything divisive. He won the election. When you win the election, you have a right to your executive orders as long as it's helping the American people. And they're so concerned about unity, but where was that energy when Trump, on a daily basis, caused division, and there was never any pushback from the right? Anytime he would go on Fox News, anytime he would speak and spew comments of racial rhetoric, stuff that divides this country, they said nothing. No pushback. But now they're worried about unity. Now, Joe Biden doing those executive orders and impeaching the president, that isn't unity. We're trying to go forward. No. They're trying to get rid of accountability to try to say that it's not unity if we hold Trump accountable. Does that make any damn sense? We're not going to be unity if we hold, we're not going to have unity if we hold Trump accountable. Really? Well, where was that energy on a nightly basis? That man said things. He said things. I was going to swear again, but it's too early. He said things that were divisive, that put a stake right in the heart of unity, but they said nothing. We cannot let them forget these past 4 years and what they have done, what they have allowed. And I keep asking the question, why would anybody ever vote Republican again? Because they've been exposed. And I'm not saying that the Democratic Party is a perfect party, but for the Republican Party for these past 4 years, they have shown their true colors. They have shown what they're about. They have shown what they care about. And it's one thing, power and staying in power. That is it. That is all. And that very attitude, even more illuminated by the election of Donald Trump, showed what they're about. Don't let them forget. Don't let Fox News, remember, Fox News, the main part of it, news. A news station that's supposed to report the facts and the news. They didn't for the past 4 years. They have that lineup, primetime lineup of, I believe it's Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and I think Judge Pirro, whatever the case may be. And they didn't want to say, well, those are opinions. Those are opinion shows. But if their opinion shows are on prime time every night spewing misinformation, Donald Trump will go on Hannity. He will go on these shows and have interviews. And Sean Hannity is sitting there hyping them up about these lies, the big lie, the lie that caused an insurrection on the Capitol. Because do not forget, everything, think about this, y'all. Think about this. Donald Trump did not do any of the Democratic norms, the transfer of power and, you know, meeting the Bidens at the White House and First Lady, and the First Lady's having the tea together and then the tour and all that. He didn't do any of that. And you know why? He didn't do any of that based on a lie that he made up. He made the lie up. A grievance that's not even true. That's not even factual. He made it up. And because of that, he didn't do any of our democratic norms. We had to have three presidents, former presidents, go on primetime talking about the transfer of power because this current president wouldn't do so based on a lie that he made up and had millions of people believing him as well, to the point, I don't know if y'all guys saw the videos during the inauguration of Biden. They were showing videos of Trump supporters crying and like, come on, Trump. You said if we watch this whole inauguration, you're going to make your move next. You're going to do something. Come on, come on. He was never going to do anything because it was not about getting to the bottom of anything. It was about sowing division and sowing chaos in our democratic norms and our democracy so some kind of way, somehow, he could become an authoritarian. That's what he wanted to do. That was his objective. Donald Trump knew that this was a fair and free election. Donald Trump hired Chris Krebs because of the election of 2016 and the Russian interference. He hired a cybersecurity expert to make sure that this doesn't happen again. That cybersecurity expert comes out and says this was the safest election in the history of our country, and he gets fired for it. It was all a lie. And all those people that are crying and upset and confused, because you should have saw people, they were confused, not knowing why. Why is Joe Biden being inaugurated? Where are you, President Trump? Help us, President Trump. And people saying, well, he's getting ready to make his move. They told us on the online, on the social media networks, to just let all this happen, and that he's going to make his move next. And there was no moves to be made. Donald Trump was going to not be president. What's up, Chansey? How you doing? Thanks for joining me for a few minutes. Donald Trump was not going to be president after the 20th of January. He lost. That is a fact. But he lied. He lied. And it made, and what makes it so sad is that he lied. And Fox News, they went right along with the lie. And now Republicans, these Republican congressmen and senators that went with the lie as well, to me personally, they need to be expelled from Congress. They shouldn't even be in Congress. The reason why Kevin McCarthy and Ted Cruz, they walking around all cool, is because the grace of Joe Biden. I mean, let's just say what it is. Joe Biden is giving them dudes grace. Because Joe Biden is about unity, and he's a unifier and trying to forgive and forget. But we can't forget nothing. No, no, no. We can't forget nothing. These people literally objected to our democracy, but have the nerve to want to be lawmakers in the United States. What's up, Tiffany? Thanks for joining me for a few minutes. I appreciate your time. Seditious. And then they want to talk, they want to tell you, well, we're pro-life. Now, where were you when 400,000 people were dying from a virus that you allowed to get out of control? We can't let them forget. We cannot let the Republican Party forget their transgressions hooked to a toxic president who brought them down. That literally, you know what, I would even say that he made them turn against their own values, because they've been exposed to the point where we know what their values are: power, money, and no democracy. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want to stay in power. They don't want to care about the American people, and they want to keep money in their pockets. But they talk pro-life. But where was that when 400,000 people have died? Every day we had a 9/11. No energy. Nothing to talk about that. Nothing to discuss that. Then they want to say, now what Joe Biden is doing with this $1 trillion package and executive orders, that now the Republicans, because now we have a Democrat in the White House, the Republicans are going back to, no, we got to watch our spending. Yeah, we have to watch our spending. The budget is getting too high. We got to be fiscally responsible. We have to be conservative about making sure that we're not spending too much money. Oh, now that's what they want to say now, because we have a Democrat that's in the White House that's looking to do another a COVID package that's going to include more direct payment to Americans, direct payment to schools to get schools reopened and vaccinations and all that good stuff. But now they're saying, oh, we have to be careful and watch the budget. Where in these past four years, y'all, I'm going to give y'all a number. In these past 4 years, they have added $7.8 trillion with a T, $1 trillion to the national debt. But that was okay because you were cutting taxes for the rich, for the people that they really only care about, who's in their caucus, who's their donors, and who put money in their pockets. And they put that tax cut that Trump did that helped so many rich folk, put the deficit even deeper than it was. But they want to talk about now being fiscally conservative with the budget. I'm telling y'all, we cannot let them forget. Because see, what they're trying to do is, by turning the page to a new president, they're trying to wash away all that shit. Damn. See, I swore. I promised I wasn't going to swear because it was early in the morning, but I did it. But they wanted to put all that away as we turn this page. And see, the thing is, they think that their viewers are stupid. That's what it is. They think they're stupid. I mean, you had Kevin McCarthy the other day talking about how Joe Biden is president, and we understand that fact. But he was on Fox News just months prior, after the election, saying that Donald Trump won this election. We need to know that. Let that be known that he won this election. It's going to be found out that he won. We had voting fraud. That's what he said. But now he's speaking another tune. And the thing is, they think you're stupid because you don't take the time to watch and hold these people accountable ever. Kevin McCarthy said it out of his own mouth on Fox News that the election was stolen, pushing that lie, pushing that rhetoric. He was one of the reasons why that insurrection of insurgents happened at the Capitol. But now he has the nerve to say why he was objecting to the results even after the attack. That Joe Biden is a legitimate president. See, that's what they're about. They're full of shit. And they think that people are stupid. And sad to say, some act as if they are. Because millions of people watch Fox News. Millions. And all you have to do is go Google videos and tape. It's all on record. He said the election was stolen. Then he says in the same breath a couple months later, after the attack on the Capitol, still objecting to the election, he says, no, Joe Biden won. What? Complaining about spending. But $7.8 trillion goes to the deficit. But now they care about spending. We cannot let them forget these past 4 years, what the Republican Party has shown themselves to be. Then they want to say they're pro-small government and about states' rights. Because that's the whole thing about Republicans. We're about small government and the states' rights. Leave it to the states. It's all about the states and the states being able to have the power to do what they want to do when it comes to their state. And we want to continue to be small government. So let the states take care of it. But where is that energy where you literally try to object to the results of the election in certain states? Think about it. They're saying that the states need to take care of their own shit, but at the same time, try to object to the results of an election in certain states where their guy didn't win. Huh? But you're saying you're about pro-small government and states' rights, but you're trying to overturn a state's election results because you were mad your guy didn't win. That is a fact. That's what they did. Then they're saying they're pro-police. We're pro-police. But then you allow and you push a rhetoric of a lie that got so bad that they rushed the Capitol where a police officer was killed and beaten to death with a fire extinguisher. We can't not let them forget. And see, I laugh because it's not funny. It's almost I laugh to keep from crying because the hypocrisy is so high. The arrogance, the smugness of how dare they act if people are stupid. But the fact of the matter is some are. See, this is what they're going to do now. They're going to try to attack Joe Biden's unity by saying we can't have unity if you're going to impeach the former president. What? That's called accountability. That's called holding people accountable for their actions, even after they're gone. That's why you impeach. That's why you try to get a conviction in the Senate, because that man does not ever need to run for office again. He has, and like I always say, Donald Trump didn't start this. Donald Trump just showed and exposed the deep, deep divisions in this country. And he was also able to not only expose it, but to even extend it further based on right-wing media, Fox News, Newsmax, OAN, all those places pushing the same hateful, false rhetoric, big lies, left and right, just supporting the big lie. For 4 years. And now they're trying to figure out a way to attack Biden because he's talking unity, but he isn't showing unity. That's bullshit. And I hope people can start realizing that and saying for what it is. The Republican Party are full of shit. I'm not saying the Democrats don't have their issues, but at least we know that the Democrats are for democracy. At least they believe in a fair and free election. At least they're showing that they have a care for the American people. The Republican Party hasn't shown any of that. We had a pandemic. No, I'm sorry. We're in the middle of one. Still, a year later, kids started the year, ended the year at home. They started the year at home. We're dealing with it right now. 400,000 people dead. And just the other night, we finally, for the first time, actually had a unified service honoring or being remembering the lives lost. We do honor them as well because they were lives that were lost in this awful pandemic. But it was the first time ever in a year that somebody said something about the coronavirus victims, all 400,000 of them. And I lost my pen. But we cannot let them forget. Ever. Until next time. Love everybody. Hate no one. This is the Correctly Mistaken Podcast. And I'm your host, Wes Osei. Be blessed. Peace.